I'd like right now to welcome Eric Garduño. He is an artist. He has a piece at Site Santa Fe in the exhibition called Agitated Histories. And we're here talking about Lenny Bruce because tonight at 7:30, the movie Lenny, directed by Bob Fosse, is screening at the CCA, and it's part of this whole Agitated Histories exhibition, a collaboration with Site Santa Fe. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you so much for having me.
So how did you get interested in Lenny Bruce and start making art in associated with this amazing, I guess you'd say, comedian and social... What would you call Lenny Bruce?
A pioneer, I guess.
Yeah.
I came to him through kind of a family history. My uncle, my mother's brother, is a stand-up comedian and a writer, and of some renown in the 70s, was on SNL, and actually was one of the creators of The Daily Show.
Is that right?
So someone who's very involved in political comedy and political commentary. I kind of got my hands on a lot of old record albums of different stand-up comedians, that's kind of my access point to Lenny Bruce.
So you started listening to vinyl records with Lenny Bruce recordings?
Yeah, that's right.
Now, I don't know how well Lenny Bruce is known, but he was, tried for obscenity in the 1960s and said things that on the one hand seem pretty normal now, and like you wouldn't be able to really convict somebody for obscenity for them saying those things in a nightclub, but on the other hand, the strength of his spirit and his total unwillingness to back down to hypocritical norms of society is still as fresh as ever.
Right, yeah. I mean, one of the things that you bring up is that some of these things these speech issues don't seem very extreme today. And I think what a lot of people don't realize is that he's the reason why. You know, he was the person who had to basically to break the boundaries and in order for the future generations of comedians, people like Richard Pryor,
and everybody else,
George Carlin. That's why I call him a pioneer, because without the fight that he kind of put up, and without the legal precedents that resulted, I think speech certainly in comedy and in showbiz in general would still be probably pretty tied up.
Now, you have a piece at the exhibition Agitated Histories at Site Santa Fe called People v. Bruce Parisia.
Yeah.
Is that how you say it?
Yeah, Parisia.
Parisia. What does that word mean?
Parisia is an ancient Greek word, and basically it means to speak on behalf of one's community despite personal risk. And that was a word that early on kind of came into the project. And my collaborator in the project, Matthew Rana, he and I were having discussions about Lenny Bruce and realized that this notion of Parisia was kind of a perfect piece to the puzzle. And that it's a very ancient notion, but that Lenny Bruce embodied it really to a T.
And it does kind of stimulate the imagination on who the Lenny Bruces of ancient Greece were and every time between now and then.
Yeah, yeah.
So in the piece that you did at Site, there is a kind of a courtroom setup installed in one part of the... What's that about? Why did you make a kind of a... what do you call it? Sculptural installation of a courtroom and a judge's bench.
So the sculpture kind of hinges on a singular idea of the courtroom as a performative space. So one of the key elements of the installation itself is actually this bank of multicolored theater lights. And so there's the judge's bench, and then there's the theater lights, and the two together actually form the piece. And the idea of the courtroom as a performative space is really was kind of the beginning point for a lot of different conversations that Matthew and I were having about the similarities between comedians and lawyers for example, in terms of rhetorical strategies. Both are needing to hold people's attention and communicate things and in some ways sort of manipulate that attention. And the other side of that, of course, is that particularly after Lenny Bruce, there's a shift in audience expectation of a performer, particularly of a stand-up comedian. And the audience no longer simply expects the comedian to get on stage and do an act, you know, to tell jokes and make them laugh. There's a greater expectation for that person to some sort of expand their worldview, to reveal truths. And that's also something that we expect of lawyers in the courtroom.
Interesting. And also, I mean, there's the other side of it, which is we expect lawyers in the courtroom to give a great performance and to give a great convincing performance. And the one who gives the better performance is the one who wins, whether they're right or not.
Yeah, there's a very sort of strange competitive aspect of it, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's true. One of the great scenes in the film is when, you know, Dustin Hoffman, who's playing Lenny Bruce, is doing the blah 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 bit.
And I was just thinking of that. He has just been arrested for obscenity, and the judge says that if you go on and do your performance and say any obscenity, I will consider that in the trial. And so he says words, and you know exactly what he's saying, but he says blah blah blah.
Yeah, so exactly. He goes into the club the next night, and this actually happened, and you know, anywhere that there would be a word that could be deemed obscene, and this particular act kind of hinges on one specific word, but he replaces it with blah blah blah, and this I think is a really can lead to a really interesting conversation about the nature of censorship.
Because as in the sentence, have you ever blahed his blah?
Have you ever blahed a blah? Yeah. Who here has blahed a blah? That's what.
Right.
How he starts the act. What's interesting about that kind of censorship, bleeping, blanking, redaction in general, is that it leaves a space. And this is true in, you know, in performance, in textual materials, but I think also in some ways in images. That kind of censorship leaves a space that very ironically becomes a placeholder for every dirty word, for every Matthew and I actually talked quite a lot about this, and we are actually working on an aspect of the project that has to do with this exact issue. But if you take a sentence that we're all familiar with, like Mary had a little lamb. Mary had a little blah, blah, blah. And so that blah, blah, blah sort of opens the imagination to a whole lot of things that Mary could have had a little one of. And in the right context, that that sort of becomes, it becomes every bad word, which I think is a really interesting and sort of ironic thing that happens with censorship. That
right.
Space.
Well, when you suppress something, it just makes it bigger.
Yeah, that's right.
The film Lenny, which is screening tonight at 7:30 at the CCA, stars Dustin Hoffman. It's a film by Bob Fosse, and although I don't think that anybody besides Lenny Bruce could quite act like Lenny Bruce, Dustin Hoffman comes probably as close as it's possible to come.
Yeah, I was really impressed. Because I've watched a whole lot of video of Lenny Bruce and also just listening to his stand-up. And, you know, the voice is so important. And the pace, I think, is also really important. Not only for him, but for every comedian. And Dustin Hoffman actually does a really good job, I think, of of getting into that voice, particularly when he's playing the on-stage Lenny. He has right. that kind of attitude.
Now, how many tapes or recordings of Lenny Bruce actually survive? Because there's a lot of stand-up material in the movie.
That's a great question. I mean, between Matthew and I, we have a collection of probably close to a dozen vinyl record albums.
And so that's a lot right there.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not sure what else there is. I know there's a lot of very brief kind of soundbite clips on YouTube.
Do people in your generation tend to know about Lenny Bruce?
So this project has been really interesting.
I mean, early 30s.
Yeah, it's really, that question has been kind of one of the central questions that I've gotten from people who have seen the exhibition. Why are you interested in this person who, you know, died before you were born and isn't necessarily a kind of like a pop figure? I've had this interest kind of through my family history, and Matthew was doing a lot of artwork that was involved in the intersection of art and law, and he kind of came, I think, to Lenny Bruce from that angle. Incidents of performers in the courtroom or artists dealing with legal cases and so on. But I think I'm not sure why we were drawn to him. You know, I think there's something very cool about him, and I've always been, even some of my previous projects have kind of dealt with the 60s kind of as a time period. And so I think for me, I'm not sure why, but that's a period in history that I kind of have an affinity for.
Eric Garduño is an artist who has a piece along with Matthew Rana in the Agitated Histories exhibition at Site Santa Fe. And tonight at 7:30 at the CCA, the film Lenny, directed by Bob Fosse, will screen. 7:30, and Eric Garduño will be introducing the film. CCASantaFe.org, SiteSantaFe.org. Thank you so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thanks again, Mary Charlotte.